from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The goal for Drake is just to get better each and every day. And look, it's not a straight line up to the top. There will be ups and downs, but if you look left to right, you just hope that if he started here, he's here. And once again, if he comes out here and he takes full advantage and lights it up, like, he could be the day one quarterback. But like I said, coming out of the spring, I think it's Jacoby.
That's Patriots coach Gerard Mayo on Drake May. One thing about Drake May I would like to get out there before I give you this trivia question about C.J. Stroud and the NFL in general. There was a highlight package of Drake May running the ball. Somebody yesterday pointed, like, hey, camp starts tomorrow. Here's Drake May running the ball. And I'm going to say something. I don't want you to get mad at me.
But it was with the music in the background.
Freebird. Right?
Freebird. It was the Freebird guitar solo, which I found out yesterday is actually a great instrumental underneath players running.
Yes, it is. Okay, so you watched that full Drake May video?
I did.
Who did he look like?
Who did he look like?
Running the ball, who did he look like?
I mean, he wasn't that fast, right?
He's pretty fast.
He's
running
fast.
Away from Clemson linebackers. He leaped over a linebacker. He was juking guys in the open field.
Not quite.
Joe, say it. Who did he look like?
I'm not saying it.
He looked like Josh Allen. The guy can move. The guy can play. And somehow, in the pre-draft process, he got dumped on a lot.
He looked like Will Levis. I'll give him that. Will Levis looks like Josh Allen when he runs. I'll say that. I think that he looks more like Allen when he runs than Drake May.
Will Levis looks like he wants to punch a hole in a linebacker because he's jacked.
Right.
Drake May might not be that. Anyway, all right, so here's your trivia question from Bills camp.
Okay.
See, more than a decade to lead a team to the playoffs in his first two seasons. No one has done that in more than a decade. Josh Allen didn't do that. Patrick Mahomes, it's kind of cheating because his first year he didn't play.
Yeah, right.
Mahomes really,
and his team did make the playoffs, but he wouldn't have played.
Right. So, you know, there are circumstances here.
Okay.
No rookie quarterback has made the playoffs as a rookie and then again in the second year in 10 years. 2012 had a guy do it. 2013. Those are the 2 years they did it.
Okay.
Who were they?
2012 is the Luck RG3
yes.
Wilson class.
Yep.
I'm going to guess that of those three that Wilson was the one who did it.
So did Luck.
Those
are the two. It's
okay.
Luck and Wilson. The last two rookie and second-year quarterbacks to lead their team to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson. And Stroud looking to become the second, or whatever, the third to do it since 2012.
Nobody's done it since then.
Isn't that amazing? Like I said, like the Mahomes workaround is a little weird there. And there are probably a few others. Purdy would have done it first season.
Like, since then, the EJ class would have had absolutely nobody that did that. Not the year after that. Winston and Mariota, no. Goff? No, Goff was terrible as a rookie,
Goff was terrible as a rookie.
Terrible, right.
Because Jeff Fisher was terrible.
Yep, Trubisky was terrible as a rookie. Watson was great, but Watson, remember, got hurt like a couple of games into his rookie season.
Yep.
So, okay, as I go through it, Mayfield? Mayfield didn't make the playoffs
as a rookie? He set the rookie touchdown record. I don't know if he made the playoffs. I don't think so.
He must not have. Lamar Jackson?
Didn't play as a starter his rookie season. He wasn't really the starter. He played 8 games. Like, he was not a.
Wasn't he by the end though? Did he play in the playoffs as a rookie?
I don't know.
Lamar would be the only one that I might want to
a little bit of a workaround there,
because he. Okay, here we go. Lamar played 7 games as a rookie and was 6-1.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, tremendous. And then he did play the wild card game as a.
Right.
So maybe it was like start, like he didn't even start half the year.
Right.
Lamar did. So I guess there would be a qualifier there.
803-0550, our phone number. We can take your calls. Tell us what you're thinking about, what you want us to look for out here at St. John Fisher. The kickoffs. I mean, yeah.
The kickoffs are going to be.
Watching kickoffs, when's the last time you put your eyes on something on a football field you'd never seen before? I mean, they had this in the XFL, so I guess you've seen the general idea, but we're going to see new kickoffs. So get ready for that. There are going to be people showing up in the stands today.
Yeah.
And the formation is going to show up. And like, what's this?
Yeah.
Googling rule changes from the seats.
I really think it's going to look more like a run play than anything else.
Yeah.
We had Sean Syed on from Sumer Sports last week, and he watched all 406 XFL kickoff returns.
Wow. What a thrill that must have been.
Charted them and stats on them, and you know he went through it all. And I feel like his biggest takeaway was all the creativity, the big differences that you're going to see. If you really want to get into the weeds on it, is you're going to see guys pulling, you're going to see blocking schemes that you see on offensive plays.
Like a pulling guard?
Like a pulling guard, right. There's going to be a linebacker pulling like a guard.
Like screen passes almost. Yeah.
And,
where you let one guy through, turn, and block the other guy.
Yep, and he said there were a lot of running backs that got used in this, and maybe that's something that we'll see with the NFL teams too, that you saw some bigger-bodied returners rather than you know, your Deontay Hardy types who are like 5'6" and just super fast. But the mechanics of it are going to look so foreign to somebody that I've watched enough of the XFL ones where I feel like I have a good handle on what it's going to be. But, you know, like most football fans that haven't watched and sat and watched the XFL a lot over the years, like it's going to be super foreign, super foreign. But I think it's going to 97%. He had 97% of XFL returns kickoffs were returned. So it's going to be a play in the league again.
Will it be an exciting play or a play? I mean,
I think it's going to be an exciting play.
Well, point after touchdowns, extra points were a play.
Yeah,
but they were boring and they changed it. So.
I think that the play is going to result in a touchdown often enough, or a big return often enough, that it's going to be worth watching instead of. You know, what's the kickoff been? It's been the perfect bathroom break, right, for football games for the last five years.
Right.
Because you get the two commercial breaks around it, you get a kickoff in the middle that means absolutely nothing, that nobody returns, and perfect, got a couple of minutes as a break. Now I feel like you can't walk away from the TV. That's my guess.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Give us a call if you'd like. Plenty more coverage coming here from St. John Fisher. When we return... Do Bills fans have to give Aaron Rodgers a little bit of a hat?
You got to tip your hat to him.
You got to say a
nope.
Thanks, buddy.
Nope.
The worst person in the world just made a great point. Bills fans forced to confront that reality. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.